हरिः ॐ सहनवावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, Bhagavat Sandarbha Adhyayana 4, Adhikarana 5. The Bhagavan is the object of all Vedic knowledge. Page 66. The word aham indicates a speaker having a form. It is not unqualified Brahman, since Brahman can never be an entity indicated by I. Because right? that's the whole point. The Brahman means it's impersonal, so how you'll have an I, right? In relation to knowledge of Atma, such as the sentence Tattvam Asi, it is suitable to say you are that, but Brahman cannot say I did this. Thus the meaning is correct. Appearing in front of you now, I, the supremely attractive form, also existed at the time of great destruction, Agre. Vasudeva va idam agra asin na brahma na cha shankaraha. Eko Narayana Asin Na Brahma Neshana. Vasudeva existed before the world, not Brahma or Shiva. The one Narayan exists, not Brahma or Shiva. Mahaupanishad. Bhagavan, who exists in the form of Paramatma and Brahman, according to the viewpoint, alone existed before the creation of the universe. When the desire to create bodies of the jivas was absent, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.23, so he's existing, he is in his position and that. Then you have where he wants to become many, right? And so then at that time, then he glances, he makes the creation and all that kind of aspect. Right? So the first thing is that he's existing. He's there. Then everything else happens. So that's the whole point, is that he's there before everything, even before the desire for creation.
Can we have if you said here, I'm indicate a speaker having a form. Can we have a speaker who has no form?
No? Well, how would you have? Because you have senses, so senses have to be in the body. You know, it may be different from our form, but the point is it's a form. See, is the one has to go to the point where personal is first. Because we see example of there's impersonal comes from personal. Right? And so that's the whole point, is that the impersonal is coming. So from Krishna, the person, comes the impersonal, the Brahman. From that, the transformation of the energies of Brahman, you get the metaphysical creation, right? The primary creation. From that, then you get the specifics of this body, and then that has its impersonal. So you see the cause and effect that's there. So that's why the Mayavadis don't accept this cause and effect, because if that's there, other schools, because then that means if you take here. And the cause and effect, that goes back to the transcendence. Right? But, because they can't appreciate that there's transcendental form and activities, they take it, you know, all these things are mundane, therefore they can't accept that philosophy. But if we understand it's a transformation of energy, then you can accept that philosophy. Because the Lord, He transforms, but at the same time He remains who He is. Because we're used to, if something transforms, it doesn't remain as it is. But because He's the source of the energies, He remains. The energy may transform. Yeah, so it's some really basic kind of fundamentals that are there. All the things that go wrong are all happening at this fundamental level, right? Because you're going to have the living entity wanting to control and enjoy, right? So because of that, then you get all the problems come up. And so how they want to control and enjoy, they want to control. Is there emphasis on I want to enjoy or I'm the controller? Because generally you see it's one or the other. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, let us take, can you remember his name? The Italian dude? You know, he's very famous for... Yeah, okay, let's take that knack with that one. That'll work. So, what is he known for? The control or enjoy? Right? The control. You know, but then you have the other guy in Venice, you know, with all the ladies.
Casanova.
What is he known for? Enjoyment. Not, but to enjoy, you have to control. To control, then to be... But the point is there's an emphasis. Yes.
If we take cause and effect, then the control is the cause, and then the enjoyment. Because if you can't control, you can't really enjoy that.
No. Like, how much can you enjoy that item that's on the other side of the glass in the window?
Rent the cars. You know, it's like you don't own it.
Yeah. So the whole thing is that's why there's so much emphasis on control. People want to know. Because also the other aspect is that's their identity. Because without identity, you can't function. Right? So if there's an identity, it means there's going to be a function. So that means Brahman can't be I because there's no function. So that means there's a person that says I. So there's function. So this is the position. And that everything coming from the Lord, that means the living entities come, the material energy comes, and all that. Their energy. You can transform energy, but it's not that the energy itself is producing another energy. Right? The material energy does not produce conscious living entities. Within the 24 elements, those can be combined in everything, but you can't, it will not produce life. Right? Because it's not the inherent nature of it. Does that make sense? So all these fundamental principles are what the problems are coming about. Because we're looking at it, the ascending. Oh, so I have mine, he has his, and everybody has different opinions. But if you start at the top, then it makes it really, really simple. Right? Because then you can see there's only a few problems. And if those are clear, then it's there. Now, each problem has so many details. And you can combine in so many different ways. You know, it's just like in the kitchen, you only have a few ingredients, but with those you can combine and make so many things, so many preparations. The word aham should be understood to include the Lord's Vaikuntha associates, since they are his subordinates, just as one includes the king's followers when one says the king departs. Right? The king doesn't go alone. He goes with his whole entourage. Thus the associates also remain during pralaya. So then when everything winds up, then the Lord is still there with his associates. So Mahavishnu there with his palace, his associates, everything. When everything winds up to him, he's still there. Right? Mahasankarshan, he expands as Karanadakshai Vishnu, his pastime still remains. Whether there's a creation or a destruction. Parikit asks, please describe where this Purusha, the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of the universe, the Lord of Maya, dwelling within all beings, but unnoticed by his Maya, untouched by his Maya, lies down. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.8.10. Vidura asks, how many types of destruction are there for the various elements? Who remains serving the Lord during destruction? And who goes to sleep? Srimad Bhagavatam 3.7.37. In the story of Dhruva, in the Kashikanda, it is said, Na chavante hi madbhakta mahatmya pralaya padi. Ato chuto kile loke sa eka sarabhago vyaya. My devotees are not destroyed at the time of the final destruction of the universe. Eternal achuta alone pervades the world. The word eva, only, indicates that there is no other agent or doer, even something without form. Right? So it's not that something without form is doing. No, the person is doing. We can't say, oh, it's not the person, it's this other form, but then why does he say aham? Right? And it would say eva means him only. Asam eva, I exist alone or only, indicates the Lord existing alone is not impossible. It is actual. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.32, the Lord already states that he has activities. Yes?
If we take a human example, then we have personal and impersonal. So the direct logic says from person comes the impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
But then the impersonalists, what they do is reversing, using reverse logic, saying,
right,
okay, for humans it's like that, but then for the Lord it should be opposite.
Yes.
So they take the logic, the same mundane logic, just reversing it backwards and saying that's how it should be. But
yes,
it's highly speculative.
It's highly speculative because why is it? Because they're thinking this, that it has to be true, because then that means they establish truth. Right? So that's how they even come up with the idea, is that when Brahman is covered by avidya, then you get the jiva. Now when the jiva strives for spiritual realization, then you get vidya. Right? Now Brahman covered by this vidya, that becomes Ishvara. So then in that way you become the creator of God as a person. Right? And then the fun part is they want to be that Narayan. Because he's doing well. You know, I mean 16,108 palaces, wise, family, he's doing okay. So they want to become him. They're saying they want to be Brahman, merged in Brahman, but the actual point is they want to be, otherwise why do they call each other Narayana, Namo Narayana? Why not Namo Brahman? You know?
Yeah.
So you can see, is they still, the underlying can see the controller and enjoyer. Just they're frustrated, that's all. Yeah, so that's the thing. Why? Because they say it's reversed. I mean, in one sense, if you say, oh no, but it's got to be the opposite. You know, it's like all these kind of like mundane storylines and that. Especially things like, you know, science fiction or other things that just are fantasy. They, just because someone, you just reverse the thing and then, oh yeah, of course. You know, you just automatically take it because we're so used to karma or gyan. But, yes.
Another point, that if we reverse things,
yes,
and think this is it, it's based on duality. It's not based on spiritual variety.
Yes, that's true. And it's also, it's the negative, because they're using it in the reverse. So that's why Prabhupada always says it's the negative view.
Yeah.
See, it's the karmis are a positive view, but it's material.
Yeah.
And so then they're a negative view, but it's negating the material. But at the same time, unfortunately, they negate the spiritual. You know, at least the variety, and all that's left is the unlimited and all that. So it's just coming from their own speculation. It's not coming from anywhere else, because the Shastra, as we see, is not saying that at all. But they always, no, this means this. You know, when Krishna says, aham, it doesn't mean him, it means the Brahman within him, or, you know. Yeah, so that's the whole. That they always have to shift it. Like that. Yeah. Yes.
We understand that when direct meaning of sloka is not clear, then we have to refer other things to establish the right meaning of the sloka. If you take this particular example, only Lord exists. Now we are trying to support that Lord existed with devotees. So how do we understand it? The clear direct meaning is only he existed.
The clear direct meaning means is this okay? When we say the prime minister left the Sabha and went to his quarters. So the direct meaning is he alone went out. He alone walked down, what's that big road between that has the India Gate on it? Junpat, no? Like that. He alone walked down Junpat. He alone walked into his house. Is that what it means? No. So then why are you saying that this is Lakshana? Because the point is they're just pointing out what that means of the Lord. See, the other thing doesn't make sense. He says I, but it doesn't mean him. But somebody's talking to Arjuna, and that means Arjuna. You know? And Arjuna is a living entity, an individual. So then why wouldn't the I of Krishna be an individual? So Lakshana means is that it doesn't make sense because you say the cowherds on the Ganga. Since when are cowherds on the Ganga? If you said the fishermen on the Ganga, so does that mean they're just directly on the Ganga walking around? You know, it means they, you know, it's like they you know, one of their friends, you know, like that, you know, decide, hey, we heard, you know, it's so much trouble, you know, fishing and this and that and all that. So, but we heard about this guy who walked on the water, right? And so then they all headed out to the Middle East there. And after, you know, some lessons and all that, came back, taught all their friends how to walk on water, and then they were good. So when it says that the fisherman on the guy means directly on the water. Right? Yeah. So the thing is no. So that doesn't make sense logically that they're on the water. So that means they're in a boat. Or when you say the cowards on the Ganga, it means they're on the bank. You know, rather than being inland, they're on the Ganga, so they're right there. So you have to understand, direct means it's said here. Because Ava, what's the word Ava? You know, what's the word aham? What do they mean? What's their width? So you have to understand the width that's there. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes. Beginning itself, it is proved that Lord means his form, along with his shaktis, his dham, and his yantraj.
Yes.
That's what makes the whole Bhagavan.
Does that make sense? So Bhagavan means all these, because if it's the Lord as a person without all these, that's Paramatma. Right? But that's our perception, because we see is that Kiradakshaya, Karanadakshaya, and Garbhadakshaya, they're with their associates. But we only see them that much, and it's okay. It'll work. We understand the position. We understand their authority. But appreciating them as an individual, as a person, that will be lacking. So, yeah. Did we say in the story of Dhruva?
No. Where did we stop?
Okay. In the story of Dhruva, in Kashi Kanda, it is said, Na chavante hi mad bhakta mahatmyam pralaya padi ato chuto kile loke sa ekas saravago vyaya. My devotees are not destroyed at the time of the final destruction of the universe. Eternal Achyuta alone pervades the world. But he pervades, but it doesn't mean that they're not there. The word Eva only indicates there's no other agent or doer, even something without form. Asam Eva, I exist alone or only, indicates the Lord existing alone is not impossible. It is actual. In Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.32, the Lord already stated that he has activities. Yavan aham yatabhavo yadgurupa guna karmakaha tataiva tatva vijnanam astute mad anugrahata. By my mercy, may you attain perfect realization of whatever dimensions, intentions, forms, qualities, and pastimes I manifest. That means all these aspects. You know, because the dimensions, how he has that middle, middle?
Medium size.
Medium size, yeah, that's it. Medium size, you know, just that perfect size, not too big, not too small. Same time as Karano Dakshai Vishnu, he's as big as one quarter of unlimited, yeah. And then his intentions, why he's come, what is the difference of all the different things, so... you know, as Lila Avatars has come to perform his pastimes with the devotees, and at the same time, since he's here, he can kill the demons as a side thing, right? You know, you're going outside so you can take the garbage out along with it, you know, just thinking of, so, since you're going. The forms, there's different shapes, the different qualities it manifests, the different pastimes with the devotees. So all that, that one will appreciate, one will understand. Or the word eva excludes actions of creation by material knowledge of Brahma and others. But it does not exclude actions of the spiritual pastimes. One says, the king does not do any duties. It means he does not do actions related to ruling the kingdom. But this does not forbid actions like sleeping and eating. Or the meaning can be, I, existing with all details of form that you see now, stood here at that time. Since the verb since the verb as can have. Probably no as. Since the verb can have the meaning going, shining, or accepting, according to Panini. Indicates I was existing brilliantly, then as now. This refutes any impersonal interpretation. Right? Because he does no duties, but doesn't mean he doesn't do something else, because he sits there, he makes a decision, and everybody else carries out the management of the kingdom. So he doesn't have to go out there and do that. Right? But it's his decision, it's his intention. Okay. What is said in this verse is also explained in Mukta Phala commentary concerning Vishnu as having form and not having form. Quote, this does not exclude forms of Vishnu, since his form surpassed material forms. So point is, does the word excludes actions of creation by material knowledge of Brahma and others. So the creation that Brahma does and others do, Indra, everyone is doing, you know, ourselves. We go in the kitchen and make something, right? Like that, boil the water. No, you don't even have to boil the water, right? Put some water in the pan, put in the noodles, put in that little thing that you put in, put it in the microwave, push the button, right? So it means all those kind of creations, those are removed. But that doesn't mean spiritual is. Because the problem is the material world, not the spiritual world. Right? It means to get out of prison doesn't mean that you get out of prison and that there's nothing. There's a society there. Why else is there a prison? It's called a prison house. That means there's a function to a prison house. It keeps prisoners away from the regular people. But why does Brahman need a prison house? What can you do to Brahman? You know, I'll bite him. You know, it's not going to work. You know, you can't bite, you can't kick, you can't scratch. Right? Understand? So, therefore, then, if there's a prison house, that means then there must be a place where people don't have to be prisoners. So the spiritual world. So it's just talking about the problem of the material world. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, it's just like if prisoner you have... is being told he has to correct his behavior, that means there must be people outside the prison that have correct behavior. Shruti says, Atmai Vedam Agra Asit Purusha Vidaha. The Lord with the human form existed during Pralaya. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4.1.1. Before the Purusha glances at Prakriti, Bhagavan exists superior even to the Purusha. Right, because Purusha is a form of Paramatma. Right, it's still him, but it's... Yeah. Quote, sometimes it is said in scriptures that only unqualified Brahman existed previous to creation. End quote. Brahman, which is superior to effect, sat, and cause, asat, is not different, anyat, from me. But certain scriptures of some people, persons not able to accept the manifestations of qualities from the Lord's Surup, appreciate the Lord in his impersonal aspects only. Or, now in the world, I exist as unqualified consciousness alone, but in Vaikuntha I exist as the Lord with qualities. Scripture describes both conditions. The same knowledge of the Lord is also taught by the Lord in Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the basis of Brahman. Srimad Bhagavatam 14.27. Therefore it is called the most secret knowledge. So he pervades the universe through his impersonal form. Like that. But at the same time as he's a person. Right? That remains. Quote, after creation of the world you cannot be perceived. End quote. After the creation, paschat, I exist in the form of Bhagavan in Vaikuntha and as Antaryami in the world. Right? Because he's the super soul in the heart, so you can't see, and he's beyond the material creation in Vaikuntha. So therefore, that's why he cannot be perceived. One should know Narayana, who is the cause of creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe, and is without cause, who remains present during the conditions of dreams, waking, and deep sleep, and beyond those states as well, and who makes the body, senses, life, airs, and mind move and come to life. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.35. But so he's without cause, but he causes everything. The one thing you can do is sometimes when they put these things like that, so it's clear, maybe put in brackets beforehand, put Vishaya or something.
Okay.
You know, and then where he starts explaining it, then put, you know, whatever. The above verse is the same knowledge that the Lord teaches in the Chatushloki. Pots and cloths seen everywhere are not your forms. Thus, this means that you are not complete. No, this universe, yat etad, is me alone. Since nothing exists except me, it is also me. Right? So they're not his forms, but they're his potency as his all-extending Brahman. Right? Because all it is a transformation of the energies of Brahman. You have the unlimited qualities of the Lord, but they're in an impersonal state, meaning that they're just generic. Right? Then you have the energy transforming into something manifest that you can then appreciate, you know, but manifest through the material energy. Right? And so then you're going to have the specific element that's there. But the point is it's still his energy, it's still him. There isn't anything that's not him. At the same time, as he'll mention later, he's still beyond this. So, yeah. Bhagavan, maintainer of the universe, has thus been described in summary. The universe and jivas are none other than the Lord, but also arise from the Lord, who is different from them. Right? They're non-different, but they're still, because they arise from him, he's still different. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.50. In this above verse, the Lord teaches the same knowledge of the Lord. What exists at destruction is also me alone. The same knowledge is taught in the following. Bhagavan eka asedam agra atma atma. Oh, atmat manam vibhu, atmech chanu gatavatma, nana mat yupalakshana. Bhagavan, who exists in the form of Paramatma and Brahman, according to the viewpoint, alone existed before the creation of the universe. When the desire to create bodies of the jivas was absent, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.23. Thus, what was promised, quote, to be revealed by mercy, end quote, was to show that the Lord's measurement, yavat aham, is beyond all time and space, place. Nanyad yat asad asat param. Indicating Brahmanohi Pratishtaham explains yata bhavam by indicating the Lord's form with limbs in order to show that the Lord has extraordinary unlimited forms. Yad rupam is explained. Yata bhavam. The yata bhavam was in the same one. Might be good to otherwise put a footnote on the yata bhavam so you understand exactly what it's talking about. By indicating the Lord's form with limbs in order to show that the Lord has extraordinary unlimited forms, yad rupam is explained. By indicating the Lord is the shelter of everything to show his extraordinary unlimited qualities, yad gunam is explained. By indicating that the Lord is the shelter of various actions such as creation, maintenance, and destruction, to show his extraordinary unlimited actions, yet karmanaha is explained. Anucheda 106. In order to show the Lord's endowment with form and qualities, Maya's qualities are explained as a contrast. Riter tam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. Tad vidyad atmano mayam yata bhasho yata tamaha. One should understand my maya to be anything other than me, which is perceived and which cannot be perceived without me. It is like reflected light or darkness. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.34. Uddhriti, Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so here. Yeah. One should understand my maya to be anything other than me, which is perceived. Right? So whatever you see that's not Krishna, that's his maya, and which cannot be perceived without me. You can't perceive maya without Krishna. One is he's the agent that allows us to perceive. And if you're perceiving it without him, that's what makes it maya. So that's the whole point. Is everything's him, but what you see that's separate from him, that's the maya. Yes?
So basically, according to this explanation, maya is a matter of consciousness. If we see everything connected to Krishna, we don't
There's
see
no
maya.
Yeah, that's right. That's why the... But that's it. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andhakar. Mm-hmm. There's that wherever there's Krishna, then there's no darkness. So that's why we remember. I think it was in 10th canto, or 9th canto, or Srila Prabhupada is explaining that the pure devotees, they actually don't see like we see. We see with the senses, the sense objects, then we might connect it back to Krishna. But they see everything in its connection with Krishna. And so, even though you may be perceiving the same objects, how that perception is working is very different. So that, therefore, they're not seeing Maya, they're not in the material world, but we do, so we're here.
The next question is, we know that the Maya exists
Yes.
as an entity.
Yes. Yes, but the point is if it's just another feature of the Lord's energy, then what's the problem? It's just like, let us say, father, he has the house. There's also the garage. right? And so, for him, it's all his space. Though he lives in the house, not in the garage, right? And so he just sees, so what do you keep in the garage? Is certain things, and other things are in the house. But now let's say the kids go in the garage. They may not see the garage in the same perspective that the father sees it. So they think it's, you know, okay, you can't be crazy in the house, but we can be crazy in the garage. Does that make sense? So then they're not seeing the garage as stuff that is connected with the father. But just seeing it as an opportunity for sense gratification. So that's the thing. In the same place, you have both perceptions. It exists. It's real. But our perception of it, that's what's unreal. That's what's the illusion. That we're seeing it separate from the Lord. It's inferior energy. It exists like that. But we're seeing it as something that is separate from the Lord that we can enjoy. And so that's where the illusion comes in. So the pure devotees see everything in its context with the Lord. And we tend to see everything, what benefit we'll get out of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things, the person is saying that Brahman gets covered by avidya for much time's sake. So it is totally foolish understanding. How can Brahman be enjoying covered by avidya? So this is also past time only. But with the same logic, if you expand, like, how can God expand into something which has potential to suffer in this
world? Well, has potential to suffer, but how is it suffering? Yeah, so it's suffering because of its connection to Krishna or the non-connection to Krishna? Yeah, so Krishna is Ananda. If you're connected with him, why you won't be happy? So if you disconnect, why you won't be unhappy?
Has potential to disconnect, so why he will expand into something which can disconnect?
Why does he expand into something that can potentially disconnect? But the connection is on the level of consciousness, not in actuality. You know what I'm saying? Because what's the point of pursuing this? Right? Because we're saying all along that no, it's all one and this and that. And then when we do accept that there's difference, then now it comes down to, okay, who's suffering? Right? The living entity. And so, does the living entity want to take the blame for this? No, they don't take the blame for anything. Right? Anything they do wrong, there's an excuse. Right? So now, then, that we have this free will and this independence and we've misused it, then we want to blame God for that. You know, but what's the problem? That's the way it is. It's not a matter of our judgment on whether it's right or not. That's the way it is. You walk on the ground. You know, why did God make us walk on the ground? Why couldn't we walk on the ceiling? Right? Does that make sense? You know, so that's the thing, you know. So we ourselves then project our own frustrations. But the point is you made the choice, you're here. You can make the choice to adjust. But we don't want to take the responsibility. We don't want to blame God. Point is then, are we complaining about twilight? Right? Day and night, okay, that's okay. We like that. But this twilight, this is nonsense. Why did God make twilight? You know, let's say on your plate there is some salty thing and there's a sweet thing. But why did God make that space in between? Why isn't it all merged together?
It's not genius.
Yeah. But you know, so many things we don't mind, but this one, when it comes to us, you know, we can say, no, I'm just being logical here, but are we? What's wrong if you have spiritual and material? What's wrong if there's something that's in between? Well, why wouldn't there be? Right? So you know, that's the whole point, is that Mahavishnu is very big, Kiradaksha Vishnu is very small, and Krishna is in a medium-sized form. So there's always going to be these things. Yeah, I'm sorry. What's the problem? Why can't? What's wrong with him making it like that? Even there, what's wrong that there's a jiva that has independence that might make mistakes? What's wrong with that? No, what's wrong with it? You presented it. What's wrong with it? You pointed. You made the statement that this is a, you know, how could God do this? But what's wrong with it? Right? The expansion suffers. But does the expansion suffer? Yes, so is he actually suffering? He may think he's suffering. You know? Now let's take, let's say, a family person, right? Big family, everything's going nice, sufficient facility, you know, money, you know, everything like that. So is he enjoying or suffering? Enjoying. But, you know, what about all the bills and all the taxes and, you know, taking all the kids to the dentist and all these different things like that? And, you know, what about all these? So is he enjoying or suffering? Right? So it's not the situation, it's the consciousness. Right? Well, the jnani in the same situation, he's suffering. So therefore, it's your perception of it. Right? And why make such a big deal out of it here when it's like you're supposed to be in the spiritual world? I mean, now if we look at it, this is a prison. And why are people in the prison? They were just made in the prison? Right? There's a special room that they don't talk about in the prison. You know, and every now and again, you know, they go in there, hit the switch, and produce a few more prisoners, right? Because otherwise, they don't have enough prisoners. Then they don't get the government, you know, aid and all that they're supposed to. And then how do they run everything? And how do they pay everybody's salaries? So therefore, how does the warden and all those guards, you know, maintain their family and enjoy life, right? So they produce the criminals, right? No. So where'd the criminals come from? Right? From the general society. And so the point is to be a criminal, it's your own choice. Right? You choose to do things wrong that land you up in the prison. So now that we're in the prison, then it's, oh, why were we created this way? It's like you put it, you were created, in, you know, to take part in the pastimes. But you have the choice. If you want to do something wrong, you can. But you chose. But now we want to blame someone else for that freedom at the same time as, oh, where's our free will? You know, in the next statement. Okay, so you just have to do like that. That's the way it is. You have no free will. No, I want free will. Oh, but you just said that, why did God make you with free will? So that's the whole point, is we want to be the controller and enjoyer with no responsibility. Is that okay? Yes.
We've seen devotees, thoughtful people, go as far in this direction as challenge that why would Krishna create a separate energy like you mentioned? As tatastha, why not everything is Swarup Shakti, then we wouldn't have this foolish, and then, but then...
The problem is there would be no we in this case. They're saying, oh, if you just made the internal energy, then you wouldn't be here. So then you wouldn't exist, so then there'd be no problem.
Right.
And so therefore, are they Buddhists?
I don't know.
So go ahead, sorry.
No, this is, and devotees actually, after, you know, practicing many years, when the crisis comes, when everything is all right, nobody
comes up with this. When it's going well, they're respecting him, he's got his authority, his power, his respect, his facility, then it's all cool.
Yeah. So this is
only when it heads south, now it's Krishna's problem.
They always say that when it's all right, you're not philosophizing.
Yeah, so that's why things go bad, so that you philosophize. Because when it's going good, you don't remember Krishna. And when it goes bad, then you at least here they're remembering Krishna, though it is in a bit, not in a, what do you call it?
In a Buddhistic way?
Yeah, it's not a very flattering kind of way. But the point is are we the center? So when are we going to give up that it's about us and it's about Krishna? Because why did Krishna make us this way? But that's from our position. Why can't Krishna make it whatever he wants? He's the Supreme Lord. What if he wants to make him like this?
Well, then his position as an all-merciful Lord is challenged just by that, by us existing and suffering.
But why are you suffering? It's just like, we put down here, there's some nice... rasgullas like that, and in the other bowl we have some Kerala juice. You know?
Hard choice.
Yeah, hard choice, yeah. And we made that hard choice, you know? And so then, the whole point is that still you have the independence, you made the choice. Because that's the thing, is when things are going nice, we don't care. It's why the other way? But the point is, internal potency is already there. We're there to assist the internal potency, to add to that. Yes?
Actually, this is discussed in detail in the Paramatma Sandarbha.
Oh, in Paramatma Sandarbha.
When we bring in these questions both, first thing is, we want a free will.
Yes.
Then at that time, Krishna acts as Paramatma. He's detached.
Okay.
Now we want to enjoy with Krishna. You want to be with Bhagavan, and we mix both at a time.
Yes.
And that's why we want to have that free will and free will also, and we want to enjoy also, which is separately.
So it's two different rasas. So it's rasa vas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. You know, and here we're, that comes there because here we're just trying to remove the.
Huh?
Yes, yes, yes. It's like, you know, he fainted, you know, it's like he couldn't handle the...
I think he's protesting, why is he dead matter?
Yes, yes. Why did God make me as dead matter? You know, he was interested in the rasgulla, right? You know, like that, you know, so, I don't have hands, I can't even pick it up, you know. Yes.
And from that, what's the outcome?
The rasa basa, we continue to be frustrated because rasa basa gives no taste. So we're wanting to be with Krishna in the pastimes, the Natananda, and say, you know, the internal, because when we say the internal potency, means the internal potency is all engaged in the pastimes of the Lord. Right? And so then they're tasting Natananda. We want to taste that Ananda, but we're complaining that he, as God, has created us this way. So We're getting upset with Krishna as Paramatma, at the same time desiring to be with Krishna as Bhagavan. But the point is, we're not seeing it's the one person.
Who said that devotees might leave because of that particular point?
Some could leave because of this, because they're thinking, you know, what's the use? I work so hard. What did I get for it?
No,
you know, it's like, I collected, you know, $500,000 for this temple, and what do I have to show for it, you know, like that. I'm just one of the guys like there, you know. But somehow or another, at the time, you were doing this as karma kanda, is that I'm collecting this $500,000, I expect to get an apartment. You know, is that why you were doing it? No, it's doing it. So then why are you looking for results now? Oh, but it's the etiquette. And then how many other people are you dealing with the etiquette? You collected $500,000. That's the only thing of value. What about the other guy that's been cooking for the last 10 years while you made that? You ate his food, and because of that, you had the energy to go out and collect $1,000,000. Now, he could go out and collect $1,000,000. Why didn't you cook the food? So why is it you're glorious, you get the apartment, he's been cooking, he doesn't get the apartment? You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, it's there's a motive there. There's something material there. And because of their idea, because why do people practice religion, right? For material benefit, right? Either in karma or jnana. If you, you know, from the West, then it'll always be karma. And the Eastern religions also have the jnana element, right? The Western doesn't really have that. It's not really part of the, you know, the scene, you know? And so So there's this idea that I perform the rituals, I will get material facilities. So it's piety. So it's not actual real religion. It's that something has a nature. You follow that nature, you get the results of that action, right? Because every item then has the, you know, these four aspects that it exists. It has a uniqueness. It has an action it can perform, therefore generating something that is its purpose, right? And so we're not looking at that so closely as I did the good work, that should give me this material facility. But the point is why does that item give facility? Where did that come from? Where is that law coming from? You know, so that's when you connect it to Krishna. So then we're working on the platform of material religion, which is karma. So it's piety. Then we think, you know, along with that goes, because in that same thing is, and our focus is not so much on me doing my duties, because here they're talking about results. So it's gone to the next level, artha, from dharma to artha. And then in artha, then they want their facilities, and they're not getting it. So then this one got, I didn't get. So that's now they're looking at justice. Or people aren't dealing with me the way I want them to. So now it's ethics. So the economics, ethics, justice, they're part of the same packet, artha package. And you see is that therefore the Western mindset, you know, I mean, generally everybody, but especially the Western, because they don't have these other concepts so much of the, you know, situation and dharma as religious lifestyle, and how you say, and the process of liberation. So it's kind of like you touch on dharma enough for artha, but if you can get artha without dharma, they generally don't care. And so this restricted kind of experience. Then they think what they're talking about is very correct, very righteous. But it's a righteousness that's just about facility. Everybody should have the same, everybody, you know, and some of them they try to do that. Like we see here, communists come in, they take everything away from the landlords and all that, give it all to all the people and all that. People are still just as poor. Right? You know, when you take the boat, this ghat here, the Surup Ganj ghat, or the Mayapur ghat, or whatever they call it. Yeah. And you go across the river, and when you used to walk up to the left, you can see this huge house. Monstrous house, and walls, and everything. So that used to be a big zamindar. So all the land over there, and maybe, I don't know about here, but at least over there, that all belonged to that zamindar. Right? You know, so he would have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres, you know? Like that. So now, by the, you know, the influence of the communist government, all that was taken away from it. So, what's right next to that place when you walk up that road? What do you walk through? Right? What kind of housing do you walk through? Modern, up to date, or do you walk through a colony? You know, colony is a nice name for slums. Yeah. Right? Right on the land that was there. And if you all around, it's just that. So they took it all away, gave it everything, and they still have nothing.
Maybe they didn't.
Well, you don't see anybody else on the land. It's just there. So the point is the poor man will be poor. You give him more, he won't. So, yes, you have welfare and you try to feed and this and that, but if you give him more, they don't know what to do with it. You can educate him, give, you know, like that, how to work in a job, how to do things, try to improve the quality of life and things like that. But you can't, you know, then what do you do about how he'll spend the money? Like alcohol, very expensive. The people spend it on that, and then it's all gone, and then they have nothing. So it means, you know, so who did that? You know, if you say, oh, well, these big alcohol companies, people just make it themselves. You know? You know? You can't buy it, they'll make it. You know, and they're so lazy, they'd rather buy it than make it, you know? Like that. You know, so the difficulty comes up is that there are these ideas of equality and justice and everybody the same, but if you have everybody the same, then nothing works. You know? I think it was before also communist time, you had, what is it? So like 2,000 plus representatives of the state in the Kremlin. Like that. You know, to represent the whole country. That's what I was told. It was like 2,200 or something.
Yeah.
Like that. And all decisions had to be unanimous. It's like, how far do you get?
Yes, but there's a system. Whoever brings the point, you should follow him.
Oh, I see.
Because he was the secretary. They didn't even call him a proper leader. It was a secretary. That was the official name for that guy.
Yeah.
But whatever he then, you just walk. And
then
that's it.
Yeah.
It was all just farce.
Yeah, so it's not real, things like that. So that's the whole, you know, so that's the problem. I'm sure if you went down to one of those protests, you know, those ones that are going on today, and just stood there and then, okay, so, you know, what do we want here? What do we want? So like, this, that, you know, so then you start going through it. So what do we mean by this? Then you'd get these people fighting each other. You know. So it's everybody's an individual, and that has to be appreciated. That's why etiquette is there, because we're all individuals. It's not that etiquette's there for us to benefit from. Etiquette's there for like that. Unscrupulous people take advantage of etiquette, take advantage of justice for their own purpose, rather than serving the higher principle. Because if you have the etiquette and justice, that means you're working together as a group. Working together as a group, it has to be about the benefit of the whole group. But everybody in that group is looking for their own things. So that means it's actually anamoy. And that's why we can break all the rules, because we're functioning anamoy, but no one else can, because otherwise we don't get our benefit. Right? I either have to go out and catch it myself, you know? Yeah, you have to go out there and, you know, how you say, run down that, you know, cauliflower or something like that. And they can move really fast, you know, so it's like, you know. So like that, or we can work together and then, you know, some poor farmer, he has to catch all the cauliflowers and, you know, stick them in those little, what do you call it? You know, once you put that plastic wrap around them, they can't move anymore, like that.
That's a net.
Yeah, you know, like that. And so then, yeah, sometimes the nets, sometimes the plastic, depends on the place, like that. So then, like this, people are working on one level, demand everybody else work on the other. So same here, I have my freedoms, but why does God have his freedom? I want my freedom, but why with my freedom am I suffering? I still want my freedom, but only to enjoy. So why did God have freedom to make me that I could suffer or enjoy? You know, that's the whole point. And why is it everybody else is not acknowledging, like you're saying there? You know, I collected so much. Why aren't people acknowledging? Right? Remember seeing this documentary on, it was kind of like a, what is it? You know, it's like a documentary, but it's not a documentary. It's like a film on the situation, but it's, they have a name for it. Biopic, yeah. About when during World War II, there was a particular individual, and he would, wherever there were, you know, Jews and all that, so that they wouldn't be collected up by the local, you know, SS, they lived in the forest, like deep in the forest. And they moved through the forest, and they would keep finding people and collecting. So by the end of the war, they had like over 1,000 people or more. They were living out there.
In which area?
Poland. And in there, they go to villages and, you know, beg for food and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, people would help somehow or another. They were there for years and they maintained. You know, you didn't hear of anyone die of starvation or anything. So they maintained. So there were enough supporters. And then sometimes the people who supported, then the Germans would harass them, so they'd come live with them in the forest, and like this. And so everything was going nice, because they had the people, you know, the people who would take care of things, people who would go out and do the begging, people who would, you know, do the cooking, you know, they had it organized. And so then, one day, one of the collector guys, he was, you know, really good. I mean, before, originally, the main guy did it himself, and I think he continued, but, you know, with time, he's busy organizing things, and the younger guys would be doing. And one of them was, he was very good, but he became very proud. He expected he should get more. So he'd go in the food line, he'd try to take more, you know, he'd try to do things and this and that. And so then the main guy called him out and said, you know, right, you know, everybody's there and he's making a scene and he says, why are you doing this? I collect so much, everybody's living because of me. He says, no. He says, this is, you know, God's arrangement. You have this and your God's giving this and someone else does that. And he was insistent on this, and then he wanted to start a whole thing that he'll take over. Like that, the main guy shot him. And no one complained. Everyone else goes, yeah, guy was an idiot. Because he felt he was superior because he did. So that's the whole thing, is that certain things are made as prominent. And that, but what about all the other work? Right. You know? I don't know, you've been at festivals and now and again, big festival, nice festival, and kind of at the end of the festival, you know, before everybody leaves and all that, then the leadership mentions, you know, we want to thank all the devotees who did all the arrangements and the cooks and this and that. No?
Yeah.
So, that's the whole principle, is that it's all there. There may be a hierarchy like that. You can't cook unless there's money, you know, but if there's money, it doesn't mean you got food. You know? It's like that lady who starved to death because she didn't want to break her last $1 million fixed deposit. So she actually starved to death. So that's it, you know. People with misers are also looked down upon. So you have to see as a balance, as a culture, as the personal. So to use the ethics and the morality for our own benefit, then that's not very glorious. Even on the mundane platform, it's not very glorious, but kind of like if you don't overdo it, everybody's doing it, it's kind of let go. It's unspoken. But within Krishna consciousness, then it's not important. So that's the whole difficulty here, is that we'll apply our own logic, our own sense of morality, our own conditioned sense of morality to Krishna consciousness and be dissatisfied because I was suffering before. Why am I suffering now? But if they look at it, the suffering they had before, they're not suffering now. They created some new idea of how their life should be. Like that. Does that make sense? So then point is that we're satisfied in our position, then everything's nice. It's by Krishna's grace. Sudama Vipra was satisfied, and he was Krishna conscious. Because of that, he could go to Dwarka and see Krishna. He wasn't complaining. And then after he got everything, he was still the same mentality. It's by Krishna's grace.
Not only Krishna conscious person can be really satisfied.
Yes, but that's the whole point, is we're trying to be Krishna conscious people, so therefore we should not bring in our own philosophy and oppose the Krishna conscious culture and goals. We have to appreciate that there is standards. And the reason that we're suffering the material world is we haven't accepted these standards. And as long as we don't, we will continue to have problems. So we must accept. It's Krishna's place, it's Krishna's laws. And we can say, no, but I want my independence. Your independence is choose to be with Krishna and be happy, or to not be with Krishna and to be unhappy. You know, there's not a choice, not be with Krishna and be happy. You know, it's just like when you have multiple choice questions in a quiz. There's not more boxes. You know. Does that make sense? You know, like that. It's not like, what is the square root of this? And it gives, three answers. You can't put another check down below that and put a cross in there, and next to that says, I'll take a margarita. Right? You know, it's not an option. You know, so that's the whole thing. We all work on that. You have that. You want the job, you go to work. You don't want the job, you don't go to work. You know, but as our acquaintance on the train, Krishnagar train, Krishnagar local to Calcutta, one day when we were going with. Get into Calcutta for some work, and the train filled up packed, more than normal. It's already ridiculous, and then it became impossible. And so then we're asking, where are they going? What's happening? Because they all seem to have a camaraderie. It says, oh, we're going in for the march. Oh, what's the march for? Because it was a communist march. What's the march for? He says, we're acting, we want, more equality, this, that, whatever it is. And so what's the goal? It says, we want more pay. More pay, less work. Okay. It says, so, and then I thought, well, what's your ultimate goal? Full pay, no work. It's just like, what planet are these people from? So that's the whole thing. It's like, okay, you want all that. Yeah, you did that once, and now what are you doing? It's just like, does that make sense?
This is Shudra mentality.
It is.
I've heard it actually from people. They say, like, perfection of my life would be getting money without doing nothing.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's called pension. Yes, I say, you'll get that after you're 65.
65.
Like that.
Sorry? 65 is on a good
day. Oh, really? And it's higher now? Oh, yeah. France raised it to 67. No, didn't it?
Did they move it up?
Yeah, they keep moving it once people live long. Because the idea before is most people would be dead at 65. Or maybe you pay for 1 or 2 years, so then when they're healthy, they keep moving it up.
India is still 58.
Huh?
58 in India.
58?
Still, because they die.
It was
70. 70?
For men. 68 or
67
for the ladies.
For the ladies, okay.
No, you think that this is many people don't want to have any responsibility.
Yes.
So actually, when you don't want responsibility, of course you want easy life.
Yes.
And,
yes, but then if we want easy life, no work, the difficulty comes down to, then what are you going to do? You just sit there and enjoy. So where's the relationships? What's the purpose of your life? And it's just to sit and enjoy. What's the point? Because even if it was, even if we said, okay, we're going to pay your regular amount of money, you don't have to come to work, you just stay at home all day, sit on that couch, push the buttons on your remote, you know, and enjoy yourself. How long will they sit there? They're going to do it for some days, definitely. But then after some time, they have to do something. Or, you have even better, is that, you know, why just you yourself? You know, why only you should enjoy? Your whole family should enjoy. So therefore, everyone will be at home and can't leave the home. And you can all sit there and enjoy. I think it's called COVID-19, right? You know, so everyone, and they're going nuts. So the whole point, they have to do something. They have to interact. You have to, the things, they have to have the variety, all those things. So therefore, then, where is it going to come in? Because if it's just about yourself, it's limited. When it's then in conflict with other people and things like that, then it has some meaning. Right? You know, even you say, no, I'm going out on my own. I'm going to go, you know, out hiking alone or ride my motorcycle through the... But it's you and nature. It's not just you and nothing. You know, or it's you and my bike. You know, there's no such thing as you and nothing. So that's the whole point, is that the personal, yes, it's there, but it has to have, it's based on their relationship. So then it becomes a very difficult position. Right? So that's why then it's recommended you give up these positions of karma and yon, because if you don't, we're the ones that will suffer. We want that recognition and all that. We're like, then we'll suffer. You know, because where does it stop? Right? Whatever you have, you want more. These big, you know, huge companies and all that, that even though they're making ridiculous amounts of money, for them it's not enough. So they'll tell the government, no, you give us less taxes and we're doing so much, how much we're putting into the economy and this and that. But to make up for that, they have to take so much for the common people. Right? You know, some people are paying 25, 30, 40%, while these guys pay, you know, 9%, 7%. You know, like that. Yeah, more is coming in. But then if that was enough, then make it that, okay, there's 9%. Stop and have the other people. Then make them pay 9 also. Because these guys are making so much money and floating the economy. But they're not. They're adding a lot, but then you still have these others. So that's the difficulty, is that it's that there's no end to it. So no matter what we get, we'll want more. So you can never be satisfied. We want liberation. It means nothing bothers us, nothing at all. And if anything bothers us, then it's a problem. But how will there be a situation that doesn't bother you? You're in the material world. It's always a botheration. So we have to be free from karma and jnana. Otherwise, then we won't actually appreciate bhakti. And so therefore, as Madhuri said, then they leave. Because they expected... If you're coming from Artha Artarthi or Jigyasu, then at the point that it doesn't satisfy your desire, you can leave. That's why it's recommended that you should become a jnani, because then it's out of gratefulness to the Lord. That's what makes the jnani. Not that the jnani means he's the one with all the intellectual capacity. That's the Artarthi. I mean the Jigyasu. Right? The jnani means he has the intelligence to understand the relationship with the Lord and how kind the Lord is to take care. Therefore, he has that gratefulness and he serves the Lord. That's the jnani. It's different, means, because we're talking about in Kanista Adhikara. That's different from when we talk about the jnani, meaning the path of jnana. Right? And the path of karma. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.